Welcome to SelfDiscoveryWisdom.com, formerly known as Self Discovery Media. On these podcasts, you're going to hear people who speak from the heart. They've taken the journey in life. Many things have happened to them, but they've changed it to happening for them. And in their strength, their courage, they've discovered their abilities and their wisdom, and they are now sharing it here with you. Do enjoy each show. We bring it to you with love and knowing that it's going to help you on your journey of life. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome back to another edition of Your Health is Your Choice right here on SelfDiscoveryWisdom.com. I'm your host, Sarah Troy. My wonderful guest today is Jacqueline Price. We're going to be talking about water today, that your body is 70% water. Did you know that? What kind of water are you drinking? Think of your stomach as a positive magnet. When you drink from your tap water, it has a positive charge and it enters the stomach and sits there sloshing around before it slowly enters the intestines and the rest of the body. Whereas Kanigan water, the water that we're going to be speaking about today, has a negative charge. It is absorbed immediately and goes to all of the cells in your body. It also detoxes your body from the chemicals you ingest, from the food, any illness that you've had, the medications you take, all the effect of your body. Most illnesses cause dehydration. She was introduced to Kanigan water when she had a flare-up of bronchitis, which she could not shift. And she was advised the solution of the water, but not just to get any water. She hasn't looked back since she started it and has no further problems. So we're going to be talking about drinking from bottled waters. We're going to be talking about the business side of things, about her ACN business. But, you know, it's all about water, and we take water for granted. You know, back in the day, people drank from wells or streams or this and that, but whatever contamination was in that water, they took in as well. There was no such thing as filtering. And now we have such amazing technology that can match our body and give what our body needs. And detoxification is something that we all need to do. Otherwise, we're carrying those toxins around with us all the time and they start breaking down our cells. So welcome to the show, Jacqueline.
Thank you so much, Sarah. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, well, you found this from bronchitis. I suffer from asthmatic bronchitis as well, and I know how it can linger and just cling on. So somebody introduced you to this water. How long did it take before you started seeing an effect?
Even within a week, I felt the difference because it was detoxing all whatever was in your system to cause the bronchial problems. And it was just starting to clear the airways. And even though I was using my asthma puffers for a while.
Oh, be frozen a bit.
Changeable weather, it seems to stir things a bit, like humidity. Mm-hmm. But I found that just drinking the Kanigan water, detoxing your body from whatever's going on, it made all the difference.
You know, you're from down under, so of course you get a lot of humidity over there, and as an asthmatic, humidity is a killer. It's very hard to breathe through it. So and other than going into, you know, air conditioning, you know, what else can we do? I know buildings are built more for the sun over there because I lived in South Africa for many years, another hot country, but it's still we don't realize that everything is in the air, everything is in the food, everything is in the water. And however much they try and filter things like those big bottled waters, you're not completely getting all of those parasites and toxins out. It's a better alternative to tap. But at the same time, what we put in is how our body's going to respond to it, isn't it?
That's correct. Like even those big bottled waters you see in libraries and places. And my brother has a big bottled water system. Anyway, I tested the water. It was a pH of 4, very acidic. Mm. And he sort of stood there with his mouth open when I showed him. I said, mate, this water's acidic. It's no good for your body. Anyhow, he happened to ring the man that does all the water, and he has an alkaline choice as well. So now he's changed to the alkaline water. So I said, even alkaline water all the time isn't good for your body either. You need to have a deionized water, which Kanigan water machines do. It makes it a negative charge. And I said, I tested your water. It's a positive charge of 350 millivolts. Kanigan water is a negative 800. So you can see the difference there. the negative charge. It goes into your cells so quickly and helps you detox and helps you have a healthier life.
I did hear once, which kind of blew my mind, that somebody died from drowning from drinking too much water. They went on a water diet.
That's correct. You can overload your body. Yeah.
Right, which, you know, kind of blew my mind, because, you know, we're recommended to eat, to drink 8 glasses a day. And, you know, I have my coffee in the morning and then it's water all for the rest of the day. But that is because it wasn't being absorbed, right? As you said, splishing and splashing in there.
Yeah. And it just sits in your stomach for a long time before it goes into your body. So you're really dehydrated before it goes into your cells. And like a lot of nursing homes, they don't drink much water. And a lot of illness is caused from dehydration. And if you ever find someone collapsed with dehydration, the secret is to have a little crystal of Himalayan salt. Put it on their tongue with a couple of drops of water. It immediately goes into the tongue and absorbs straight into the body, and then brings them out of that situation of the collapsing. And all the ambulances carry it with them. So now I've learned that I'm going to carry some with me, because you never know, you might go somewhere, someone's collapsed from dehydration. Put a crystal of Himalayan salt on the tongue with a couple of drops of water, and it'll bring them back out of it. And then they still get more treatment.
Wow, I never knew that. That's a really good tip, and something that we can all carry with us, just a little Ziploc bag or a little jar, right, in our bags.
That's right.
Or in
I've
our
just
car.
Left that one myself. So,
yeah.
And it's really good to know, and I share that.
Sorry, folks, we're having a bit of an internet connection problem here. She's frozen at the moment. Are you back? Oh, well, that's a really great tip with the Himalayan. Sorry, love, we lost you there for a while. Unfortunately,
right.
The internet's a bit choppy today. So we were at carrying the Himalayan salt. So what were you saying after that? Because we missed it.
Yeah, a lot of the ambulances carry it with them. If they come across someone dehydrated or collapsed with heat exhaustion, they put the Himalayan salt on their tongue with some water. That helps them bring them around, and they have further treatments.
Right. And I think, you know, there's an awful lot of people that hike, and sometimes they don't realize, you know, it warms up through the day, or, you know, especially now that we have such heat waves that we, you know, especially, I'm in Canada, West Canada. And, you know, when we hit a 30 mark, that is generally for a week, and everybody's dying because, you know, we don't live with air conditioning. Very few people have it, and our houses are wood, so it absorbs the heat very much. But then, you know, a week we suffer and then we're okay. But what we've been having for the last few years is heat waves going into 36, 37, even 40. And people literally have been dying from dehydration.
That's right.
So,
yes.
You know, a simple thing to carry the Himalayan salt around with you if you're going hiking or you've got, I mean, would you recommend for people that are older to put a Himalayan salt on daily with a little water when they're feeling dehydrated?
Well, when I was staying with Dad when he wasn't well, we had the water there was terrible. So I brought the filters, like the jug filters, and I'd put Himalayan salt in the water. So they were drinking it all the time. A lot of hikers put the crystals in their bottles when they go hiking.
Right.
So there's a bit of salt in there as well, because when they're hiking, there's a lot of humidity and they tend to need more water. But having that extra salt in their water, in their water bottles, that makes a difference.
I would say the same if you're going into a hot tub or a sauna.
Yes.
You're detoxing everything, and that's great, but you need to put back in, you know, some
That's
things,
right.
The equilibrium of your body. Water is so essential. I mean, there is actually a scare in the world that we're not going to have enough water. And we're on already kind of drought alert. We have not had enough snow or enough water rainfall this year, and we're already, you know, below the kind of the danger thing for the reservoirs. So we're going to be on water restrictions. And if we have the same fires that we had last year, which was the worst we'd ever seen in our history in Canada, which they're anticipating more fires, this is going to be very detrimental. And of course, all of those fires also affect the riverbeds. And that means it's also affecting the water that you're drinking, because even though it goes through filtration, it can't filter out everything, can it?
That's correct. Like I tested the water, I'm in units here, and I test the water here. There's a lot of, you can't test the chemicals as such, but you can test the pH and chlorine in the water. Now, here the chlorine in the water is so high, it's scary, because you're drinking chlorinated water when you're showering, you've got the heat from it, and you're breathing in the chlorine into your lungs, and it doesn't do you any good. And that's why a lot of asthmatics have problems when they shower because of the steam.
Yes, I
And
always
I had to
wondered
teach
about
my
that.
mum to do
Yes.
deep breathing in the shower because she was struggling. Every time she came out of the shower, she'd be gasping for air for her with her asthma. I said, mate, you've got to learn to do the deep breathing. And when you breathe in, push your stomach out so your lungs fill up more. There's a lot of exercises that don't teach asthmatics what to do for deep breathing.
Well, I'm an asthmatic of 67 years. And whenever, like, if I wash up and it's steamy, or if I go into the shower, I generally have to use my asthma pump before I go in because it's challenging with the steam that's up in there. And I'm a quick showerer, I don't stick around. So, but yes, I always wondered what it was. I thought, the steam was rather like humidity, too much of it, and aggravates the chest. And you immediately have an asthma attack. But I kind of didn't know it particularly, it was the steam.
The steam, and often it's chlorine in the water. Most
Yeah.
places have chlorine, and people don't know that there's chlorine in the water until I test the water locally for them and say, look, this chlorine is so high, you're drinking chlorine, and when you're showering, for every 10 minutes you're absorbing a liter of chlorine in your body, and it's very toxic. And one of
Yes.
my people, asthmatics especially, sharing chlorine water, are always sick coming out the shower. They're gasping for air.
Yeah. And obviously with asthmatics, it's triggering quickly, but anybody, it's going to start having an effect on your lungs. And you've
It
got
will.
people that suddenly develop asthma at a later stage in life and go, how the hell did I get this? And that is, due to all the toxins and contaminants that are in our body. Our body at some stage, especially as we get older, can't cope with trying to work so hard to keep us healthy while we keep putting in so many toxins.
That's great. Even the food you eat, like all food now is sprayed everywhere.
Yeah.
And if you don't, like with our Kanga water machine, there's a system there, there's 11.5 pH. And when you buy all your fruits, veggies, even your eggs, soak them in the 11.5 water for about 10 minutes and then rinse them in the other water. And that gets rid of all the greasy chemicals they spray all your foods with. I mean, even eggshells, you don't know where the eggs have been, what's been
Right.
sprayed around the chooks. Everything you eat and drink has chemicals in it. And if you can detox all the food you eat, even your meat, and all the animals are usually fed with chemicals and things in the foods. So even your meat you need to soak and then you can freeze it. It lasts a lot longer. And I do my avocados, and I was away for 2 weeks. I put my avocados in the fridge. They were just as good as when I came back 2 weeks in the fridge. That food lasts longer when you clean it properly of all the toxins.
I was watching something the other day, and it's kind of quite mind-blowing. And it was a doctor I was interviewing. We were talking about back in the old days before hygiene came in. People would pass disease on because from one place, like a guy would work in an abattoir cutting up cadavers and then go and deliver a baby, but not wash his hands in between. And so many women died of sepsis when they had babies, and that was because of that. And he was talking about a doctor in the I can't remember what century it was, but he was anyway. He was talking about people washing their hands and being consistent in washing their hands, and he was sent to jail and tortured and beaten up for it, right? Which is,
Yes.
once we got into cottoning on to the fact that hygiene keeps us healthier, right? We
Yes.
became, started bathing, started washing, started being more attentive to that, and which we're much more attentive today. But now what we've got to look at, yes, we're washing things off, but what we're doing is putting contamination in through
That's
our
correct.
foods, through what we drink, through everything else. So it's great that you're keeping your bodies clean somewhat, depending what water you're cleaning it in. But how are you cleaning your insides?
That's what's so important because, the dehydration leads to death, and a lot of illness is caused from dehydration. You just look at nursing homes. The elderly don't drink much water. They sip at it, and they don't have enough water in their bodies to keep the body's cells active and healthy.
Yeah. And the right water. I mean, I for years had those big barrel waters, And that's, my kids would go along, just pour what they wanted and drink it. And I was happy because they were drinking water that had a certain amount of filtration system
Yes.
on it, right? Better than the tap water. And now I'm looking at that and going, axe, it wasn't helping
Yes.
them.
And people drink bottled water all the time. They don't realize the plastic crinkles when you hold it. You're absorbing the chemicals from that plastic and you're ingesting that in your body and it's toxic. Like I was on a call, networking call, and a lady was drinking out of the water bottle. I said, "You know, you've just crinkled that bottle. You're ingesting all those chemicals." She soon put that water bottle down. People don't know what they don't know.
Exactly. That is the point. And you look at a lot of people today, a little bit more high-end of juices and things like this, they put it all in a glass bottle. And people
Yes.
go, well, put it in plastic. No, there's a reason why they put it in a glass
That's
bottle,
right.
right?
Yes.
We are overwhelmed today with all the things out there that mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically harm us. There is so much toxicity out in the world. And people don't realize that when they take on any of that toxicity within, they're changing the chemicalization of the water in their body. And it becomes
That's
water
right.
that can't fortify them, can't feed them, can't nourish them. And then you start having the body that's at dis-ease and disease starts coming forth. So it's very important that we do put good water in our body so our water actually has the strength to protect ourselves. But we've also got to be very, very careful of our emotional equilibrium because that does affect the water in the body.
That's correct. And like a lot of Alzheimer's patients, a lot of it's due to dehydration. And if you start giving them the right water, like a negative charged water, it will make a difference to them. People with Parkinson's, it's just lacking things in their body, introducing them to a negative charged water going into the cells. So the cells are a lot healthier all the time. It'll make a big difference to their health and anybody from children right through. It's just amazing the difference it makes. Like I had a friend with lupus and she was quite ill. And I share water wherever I go to people, try the water and see how you feel. Within a few months, she felt so much better. She had more energy. She used to have bruises on her arms all the time from the puppy jumping on her and scratching her. I said, "Look, put this water on your arm on a flannel or a bandage, wrap it up." Within a week, the bruises were gone. I said, "Keep doing this every time the puppy jumps on you," because they just do. But because of the lupus, she was bruising and so much easier on her arms and legs.
I mean, all of these diseases out there. Again, this last week I had a doctor on that was ear, nose, and throat. And he started investigating why people were getting a swollen throat, right? And instead of going down the drugs or an operation, he decided to go down dietary. Of foods that could aggravate. And he said, okay, he would say to his patients, I want you not to eat X, Y, and Z for a week and then come back and see me. And then he would discover, okay, look, no, the swelling's gone down. So the
Yes.
food was aggravating. He actually got penalized for that. He's in a court case because they took away his license for not practicing, quote, quote, medicine, because instead
Yes.
of drugs or an operation, he was telling people to do things naturally. This is one of the confusing things with people out there today. And this is why this show is called Your Health is Your Choice, because we do have a choice of what we can do to turn the clock back on our bodies and sustain our bodies in this toxic environment that we're living in today. And very often, a doctor doesn't know about it because they're not encouraged to, or if they do know about it and tell you about it, they can be penalized. So it is up to us to do that investigation as to what is best for our body. And of course, water, we can't live without it. So we have to
That's
have
right.
water.
We do. It's essential. And to have the right amount of water and the right choice of water. Not all water is equal.
Exactly. And it depends where you are. You've heard of Emoto, right, and the water experiment?
No, don't know
No,
that one.
okay. There's a famous Japanese scientist who did a water experiment, three different glasses of water in three different rooms. One would receive negative vibrations and it turned almost to black. Another one was ignored altogether and it didn't change. And another one was given affirmations and it turned to crystallization, which you could measure higher frequency on it. Right? So that's why I say if we're 70% water and we're giving ourselves negativity, what's happening to your water in there? If you're bombarded with things on the outside that's constantly challenging your body, what's happening to that water in there? It's not crystallizing, it's turning color. So I interviewed his assistant a couple of times because Emoto died, and he has literally made it his job to go around to various parts of the world and look at the health and the happiness of people in that area, and then to measure what water is like, how pure it is. And he's always said that the happiness and wellness was always associated to good quality water.
That's correct. And a lot of people get chronic diarrhea from the toxins in their own water they're drinking. And a lot of people pass away because of chronic diarrhea. You know, you're dehydrating and they pass on. Like, even in good countries, apart from underdeveloped countries, people are dying regularly just from chronic diarrhea.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's another show I did was when we talked about the Ganges. They actually had been given money to clean the Ganges up, but there's so much corruption there, the money never made it.
Yes.
And the Ganges, because they put dead bodies in there, they bathe in there, they do everything. And that water is so contaminated that it is extraordinary. And, you know, down the way, people drink, you know, out of it as well. And it's like, we need to pay more attention. Just because it's running past us doesn't mean that it's of good quality. Is there a factory up the road? You know, where is that water coming from? What is it picking up and the silt below? So it's that we really do need to be more conscious, because we can't live without water. We can live without food for a period of time, but we can't live without water.
That's correct, yes.
So for it to get into our cell structure and to fortify our cell structure, it has to be negative.
That's correct. Negative charged water. And the Kangen water machine, the K8, there's a couple of others. There's 8 plates in that are specially coated. And when they go through that plates, it changes the positive charged water from your tap to a negative charged water. And that's where the health comes in, having the negative charged water going into your body.
And our body is carrying the positive.
And it was made in Japan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Japan is really good. Yeah.
Depending on where you are, it has your positive charge in your body, and the negative charge Kangen water, it then detoxes your body of all whatever's in your body as well, from your foods you drink, even from the atmosphere. There's things in the atmosphere all the time, and yep, you're breathing it in.
Yeah. Even the clothes that we wear, synthetics.
That's correct.
Et cetera.
Everything's made with chemicals.
Yeah. And the soap that you use, you know, the shampoo that you use, you know, our skin is the biggest organ on our body. And so,
yes,
you know,
right.
Some people get conscious about what they're putting in, but they forget about what they're putting on.
And even just washing your hair, depending on the shampoos you use, there's always chemicals in everything you buy and everything you drink and eat.
Yeah.
And if you read the labels on things you buy, you wouldn't buy half of it. But people buy it, they need it now, they don't have time to look at what's in that.
Yeah, I always say, if you can't pronounce it, don't buy it.
That's right.
Because it could be something that maybe these, I mean, God, what was he saying then? You know, there's fluoride. Fluoride is actually used to be a waste product that they then put into into toothpaste, and it's actually really, really bad for you, and bad for you on all avenues. But it's been used now for 60, 70 years you know, but it's been around for so long. And yeah, because it's just brainwashed people to believing that it is good. And sugar, and the name for sugar, fructose, and there's, I think he said like 26 different names for sugar that we don't even know how to identify. And that sugar in our body is so bad for our body as well. And that affects the water. You know, it's not sweetening your water. You know, it's causing your water to even work harder, or your organs to work even harder, because of the amount of sugar that's taken in.
That's right. And diabetics are given an alternative to sugars, but that's worse still than just normal sugar.
Yeah.
Like, mum and dad were diabetic, and I said, mum, use the normal sugar. Oh, no, the diet. And I said, well, no, mum, use the normal sugar. When you knew the chemicals are in that alternative sugars, that's worse for your body than having normal sugar.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of them will say, look, you need to use the other sugar. Well, no, use normal sugar or use raw sugar.
Yes.
It's a better alternative.
Anything white has been processed, right? So
that's
you can get the brown crystallized sugar, right? That is in more of a natural form. And probably less sugarly. But at the same time, what we need to look at is every food that you're eating, unless it came from the farmer's market, so to speak, anything in tins, cans, frozen, is going to have excess sugar and excess salt in there. And our body,
That's right.
we want the right salt in there, right? You're talking about the Himalayan salt, the balance which it needs there, but the wrong salt in there aggravates the water as well.
That's right. And Enagic's been going for 50 years. So for a company that's been around for 50 years, it's doing the right thing. And in Japan, Okinawa in June, they're having a big celebration for 50 years. And I'm going to Japan with a lot of other people from Australia
Wonderful.
and from around the world. And there'll be over 5,000 there for the celebration of 50 years with Enagic.
Wonderful. And everybody a success story.
That's correct.
Right. Yes, you're selling it. And yes, it is a bit pricey initially to put out, but what you're doing is you're selling good health for the rest of someone's life.
That's correct. Your health is your wealth. If you don't have your health, that's it. People put money on, like they'll go and buy a cup of coffee and buy food all the time. What about putting that money towards a healthy water machine that will improve your health? Improved health, you can do so much more. You've got more vitality, you've got more energy, and you're living longer because you have healthy drinking water.
And as you get older, yes, you start to slow down and everything begins to feel a little bit like the Tin Man, right? But we're on that next level in our life where we're, kind of free more to go and do something that we're passionate about. But we want to make sure that our body can keep up with our enthusiasm because obviously at a certain age, our cellular structure and everything starts depleting. And so you're saying that this will pump up that cellular structure. And if
That's correct.
cellular structure is working properly, that also is fights against cancer. Cancer goes in like a Pac-Man and starts eating all of those cellular structures in there.
Yes.
So if your cellular is pumped, then cancer doesn't have a chance because it goes after
That's right.
Disease cells, miserable cells, not happy cells.
Yes, and with the negative charge water, there's very few cancers that will live in the Kangen water. There are a couple that will. But like 98% won't live in negative charge water. So if you're drinking that, the cancer cells are, oh, wow, what's going on? I can't live in this water. So it even helps people with cancer. The man that introduced me had melanoma on his head because he's bald and he knew it was there. And the doctor said, oh, 2 years. Oh, that's good. No, you've got 2 years to live. And he said, I nearly fell off the chair. And he'd only just started using the Kangen water. So he used to soak the area in 11.5 like a flannel on his head, let it clean the area, and then put the 2.5 pH. He's now cancer-free off the melanoma 5 years down the track. So
What
it's
about heart
amazing. It'll
disease?
kill those cancer cells.
Now,
Sorry?
what about the heart? Can it help prevent heart attacks?
Well, it helps the health cells into the heart be healthier as well. So it'll help all the organs in your body because you're detoxing everything that's sitting there. So you'll have a lot of healthier cells to help your body recover from problems. And a lot of people on so much medications, it's doing them what it's supposed to be doing. So if they can detox the chemicals from those medications they're taking, like mum was on, gosh, I couldn't count the tablets she was on for different reasons. And I thought, wish I knew about the Kangen water then. And dad's on quite a lot, but I've been taking water to dad at the care home. He's got more energy. He's drinking more water.
And you've got your kidneys and your bladder. It's
Right.
busy trying to, and your liver. It's all fighting to detox the body and it can't keep up. So it starts breaking down. And then
Yes.
with liver problems, you end up with kidneys problems because the kidneys have been overworked trying to filtrate everything. And you know how you can put a
Yes.
glass of water in and it comes straight out? It's because it's so unnutritious. The body just wants it out,
That's right.
right? So,
Yeah,
yeah,
because it's positive charge. It just sits and sloshes and decides to go into the cells when it's ready, but you're not getting the right hydration.
Yeah, it's funny, people will say, but if I'm drinking water, aren't I hydrating? No, it's again with the same type of thing you're putting in your food. You wouldn't put something that the label says toxic, do not eat. Would you eat it? Right? No, you wouldn't. But all of the foods that we have probably in tiny writing somewhere, that this may not be good for your health. And yet we all carry on and eat it or carry on and drink it. And we just need to be more conscious of what we put in and on our body. And of course, we are 70% water. Water is something that is essential. We are going to be have a shortage of water in the world. So it isn't about how much you drink. It's about the quality of what you drink and how it can work for your body.
That's correct. And
How many
people think,
glasses
oh,
a
I'm
day?
drinking tap water, I'm drinking bottled water, it's good for me. I said, well, no, I'm just sharing what I know and say, look, if you do buy like a big bottle of bottled water, pour it into a glass or a good quality plastic that doesn't crinkle and then carry that with you. Like when I went to San Diego, I took my Kangen machine with me because all the water at the Airbnb was full of chlorine. So all the guests are showering in chlorine and drinking chlorine. And I let the lady know. She says, what? I said, you don't know what you don't know.
Exactly. How much water can it produce through one machine?
It's just ongoing because you turn your tap on, it goes through the machine. Doesn't matter how
Right.
much you need, it just filters whatever goes through your machine. And just
And
choose, like, you'll start with an 8.5 pH to get used to it because it detoxes your body. And gradually move up to the 9.5, and then you can stay on that forever, basically.
how where does it go? Does it just attach to your water tank? Does it attach to your tap in the kitchen? How does it, where would
It
you
just
put it?
attaches to your tap in the kitchen. There's a two hoses come from the machine, one lower and one higher, and then the tap comes from the back of the machine. There's a fitting to sit on your tap itself. You screw it on, and there's like a little tap lever. If you want water go into them through the machine, you turn it one way. If you want to turn it round to wash up, turn the knob the other way to wash up.
So, if you wanted to have it in the shower or anything, you would have to attach it to bath and shower as well.
There's a separate unit for the shower called an Anespa. So you can have it in your shower and the hose is long enough to reach to your bath. You can fill your bath up and just like a hot spa, you're showering in a hot mineral spa when you have a bath or a shower. So you know how
Right.
good they feel when you're in a hot spa somewhere.
Yeah,
And
as
there's
long as
special
there's no
elements in the
humidity.
Anespa shower unit as well.
So, would you find, like showering now that it's not affecting your chest anymore, the steam?
Oh, absolutely. It makes such a difference.
Yeah, because people don't comprehend when you say, my sister loves humidity, and she was over in Miami at Christmas, and or actually in the summer before. Oh, sorry, you've got to come over here. It's wonderful. The humidity is so high. And then I went to England last year. At the end of September and October, I took fall clothing with me. It was still in full summer, and I'm going, ah, I'm so hot, I can't breathe. She said, "Yeah, no, you wouldn't survive in Miami, definitely not, because it was already too hot, and that humidity
Yes.
index is a killer for
Yes,
me."
it is.
So, does it help strengthen your body against humidity, though? Because sometimes you can't help it. It's what's going on outside. If you're hydrating your body properly, does it
That's
help
correct.
you
If you're
dealing with
hydrating your body
humidity?
properly, it will help, yes. Because your cells are a lot healthier and the humidity, because you're properly hydrated, it doesn't affect you so much.
Right. It is an expensive machine to buy. Do they maintain it? Do you have to pay for service? Are there filters? What
There's
is
a
the.
filter in it. Depending on your use, probably every 9 to 12 months, change the filter. And then you can service it once every 12 months is probably usually the used or one to have it serviced. You just send it back to your local centre. They'll service it and send it back to you.
And the
So once
turnaround
a
for
12 months
that.
for a service. Sorry?
So the turnaround for that, though, you don't obviously want it to be too long because you want to keep
No,
your
it's a
water
very
going.
quick turnaround because you can store your water in some bottles while you're waiting for your machine to come back. Like an empty milk bottle that's not a clear one, like the milk bottles you buy. I've been collecting them from my neighbours. I don't drink dairy. Dairy's no good for you either. People don't
Right.
realise what
Yes.
dairy does to you. Like I have coconut milk all the time. Always use alternatives to dairy. And dairy's no good for asthmatics either.
No, it isn't. And I've been allergic to milk all my life. I
Yes.
have cashew milk. And actually, that's a funny thing that the ear, nose, and throat guy, he loves cheese. He said, I love cheese, anything cheese. And he found it himself kind of constantly having mucus and this cough. And he said, okay, I'm going to try cutting out cheese. And again, the difference was night and day. And he knows if
That's
he
right.
has a bit of cheese because he really wants some, the back of his throat's going to get inflamed, right? So
Yes.
it's knowing that's going to happen. But when you're eating it constantly and you keep wondering, why do I have this cough? And yeah, because our bodies are reacting. It knows what it doesn't want in our body.
That's right. And you can have like a coconut yogurt and coconut milk or almond milk. And I buy coconut milk all the time and I use a chai latte. But if I'm out, a lot of the shops don't have coconut milk, but they'll have almond milk. So I get the chai done in almond milk, but I don't have dairy at all. It's no good for you.
No, my daughter and
And
her
white
husband are
bread,
vegan.
white milk, there's always alternatives. And people
Yes.
are drinking. Cows don't drink milk for a reason.
Right. It's for
They
their
cast you
babies.
from the mother's
Yes.
milk, but once they're weaned, they don't drink milk.
I know. My daughter and her husband are vegan, and so I'm 80% vegan. I've got that 20% when I'm going out or some other things, but they're 100%. And she makes wonderful ice cream cake, coconut milk or other type of thing. Just the food is delicious, and I think a lot of people they think it's just lettuce leaf and a carrot. And there's so many wonderful vegan foods out there today. The only thing you have to be careful of a little bit is the salt level. But
Yes.
other than that, it's but just there's so many different ways. So I'm a six veg a night person. I've got to have my six veg, and I have all greens in my food as well. So you can keep the meat. Don't do touch my vegetables. But again, if we don't wash them properly, right?
That's right.
So.
Like I had a lady, she said, oh, I wash mine in apple cider vinegar. Well, apple cider vinegar is acidic. You might wash a little bit off, but you're not washing it sufficiently to get rid of all the greasy chemicals that all your veggies are sprayed in.
Right. It's not drawing it out. It's just washing it off the surface, but not drawing it out.
Just washing off a surface part, but not getting rid of it. Because everything, like years ago, nothing was sprayed. Everyone had their own gardens, their own chooks. Everyone lived off the land. Now everything, doesn't matter what it is, it's done with chemicals. All the meat you eat is all chemicals.
And of course, things like what's it? Root something, a pesticide is banned in most places in Europe. But in North America, they keep kind of skirting around it or calling it something different. And it is really, really bad for us. And, other people have come up with different ways for the farmers to fight bugs and things like that that aren't so toxic because this, can't remember the name of it, but whatever this toxin is that they spray the fields with is like Agent Orange. And the people that
Yes.
got exposed to that ended up with cancer and dying at a very young age. So, but it's all money, isn't it? Economics. So they'll just fool you by
That's
calling
right.
it something different and they'll slap a label on saying it's all healthy for you when we know it isn't. This is why your health is your choice. We've got to be very cognitive of the labels of what we're putting in our body. If our body is overworking, if we've had some scares, health scare, what can you do to make your health better? And one of the steps you can take is change your water. You can't live without water. And your body in your water, if it's sick or if it's down, if it's going through an emotional stress, it's changing in your body, and that lack of nutrient in your body is not feeding the rest of your cells, the rest of your organs. So we need something
That's
inside of our
correct.
body that's going to fortify it. Because if we don't
Yes.
fortify ourselves, we're just not going to survive.
Yes. And people buy chemicals to clean their homes. They're ingesting all that smell of those chemicals cleaning your homes. The 11.5 pH does all the cleaning in your home. No more chemicals to buy to clean your home. The 11.5 pH does it all. And you've got a chemical-free household.
Yes. And we know that since COVID and all the trillions of variants that have come from there. And I have a grandson that's turning three this week and he goes to daycare and he's very generous. He's given me everything he's ever got from daycare. And at Christmas, it was the RSV virus, which was the worst one because I had 2 months of a cough, uncontrollable cough after that. And I've had COVID and so many different variants, who knows what they are anymore. And this is all from my beautiful little grandson being so generous, but it's at daycare. And the kids are
Yes.
just like a sponges, right? They
That's
absorb it
right.
up and then they share it out. And so if you've got cleansiness at home with the water in them, around them, washing them in it, you're fortifying them that they're not going to pick up everything that they are
That's
subjected
right. And you
to.
have a stronger immunity. Like if you have COVID, it knocks your immunity around. If you've had COVID vaccines, it knocks your immunity around for 12 months. You've got nothing there if something comes along to fight it.
So yes, we take these things in because we're trying to address a problem in the moment. But what is it? What is the residual that's been left behind that's going to be there for a long time?
That's right.
So how big are these machines? Because obviously behind you, for anybody who's looking, it looks like it's big. How big
No,
are
it
these
sits on your
machines?
kitchen sink, like size of an A4 piece of paper, basically sideways. If you turn that paper up, it's just slightly bigger, maybe 2 inches taller than an A4 size piece of paper. Sits beside your kitchen sink because the hose needs to run into the sink. So it's not bulky at all. It looks big because I've got it on the in the picture just to show people what it looks like. Just imagine an A4 size piece of paper sideways and slightly higher than the A4 size piece of paper.
And I know in Australian money, it's how much?
In Australian money, it's 5,900, and Australia has the cheapest price in the world. When you convert it to euros, US dollars, it's a lot dearer that way.
And I don't know if Canada is somewhat on par with
It'd be similar to
Australian
that in
dollar.
Canadian dollars. It's
Right.
the Canadian dollar is better than the US dollar when I do a comparison.
Well, the US dollar is about 30% higher than our Canadian.
Right.
So that's we prefer to pay in Canadian and not in American because we're paying
Yes, I've been
30%
doing the
more.
same when I've been paying for my book, paying in Canadian dollars, because it's better value for me. It's like US dollar is about 63 cents Australian dollars. The Canadian dollar is a lot better for me to pay in Canadian dollars.
But this is around the world.
That's correct. It's around the world. It's in 23 countries and over 40 locations throughout the world.
Wow. And how long, once you order it, how long does it take to get it?
Depending on where you live, but I had mine within just over a week. When I was in San Diego, there's offices in a lot of the countries. There was an office in San Diego when I was over there, because in my authors group, I'd won a trip to a prosperity camp in San Diego. So it was a 2 day camp with business owners, and I learned a lot, just skills for business and skills for life. And I took my machine to San Diego. You can take it wherever you go. It's about 5 kilos in weight. Put it on your feet at the plane, wherever you travel. If you're traveling for camping, take it with you. And if you've got a boat or an RV, just have it installed in the boat or the RV and have it in there all the time.
And other
And if you
than
have stock, like your pets love it. If you have stock like cows and horses, they love it. And bees love the water. It increases the productivity of the hives.
We get hummingbirds, which we
Bees
give
love the
sugar water
water.
for. Benefit them. So, and people can have a payment plan on this if
Yes.
they don't have write-up.
In most countries.
It's definitely food for thought for everyone. Just slightly off topic at the
Absolutely.
present
If
moment,
you
I want to.
consider your health, you invest in personal development. You invest in other things in life. Invest in your health. Now, your health.
We don't have wealth without health. Health is our wealth.
Wealth, you can't live without a healthy body.
No, you can't. I don't care how rich or popular or
That's
famous you
right.
are, right? Right. If you don't have your health, you have no wealth. Tell us a little bit about your books, because slightly off topic, but you also are an author. Your one book I have here. I did have here, yep, is hang on a second, Breakthrough Leadership. So tell us about that and maybe touch on a
That's
couple of the
correct.
other books you got.
Yeah, that was the first book I co-authored with. Like, I was doing a course with Matt Morris. He's an international speaker. And he just said, would you like to co-author with me? I said, well, yes, I've always wanted to tell my story. So I'm one of the chapters in that book, along with other 29 leading experts. And we all share a story of what's happened in our life and how we've got through it. Like, I've used the power of the subconscious mind to get through a lot of problems I've had in life. Like when I was going back 26 years ago, I had a fall at work and I damaged the sympathetic nervous system. So I had a lot of pain, my leg went numb, and I spent 13 years in a wheelchair, and I thought, I'm not stopping here. So the power of the subconscious mind, I went from wheelchair to mobility scooters to walking frames to crutches. And then in that time, I don't have anything, any aids now at all. Using the power of the subconscious mind, you, what you think, you become. You know, if you think, I'm going to feel sick this morning, you will feel sick. You start your day with gratitude. You end your day with gratitude. Waking up, not everybody wakes up. Thankful you've woken up this morning and you're healthy.
Exactly. And thank you for giving me an opportunity for another great day. Yes, I'm completely with you on that. And then as you lay your head down, doesn't matter, even if you've had challenges, right? You know, I have a lovely toothache right now. What I'm grateful for is the dentist is fitting me in tomorrow. So it's always, you know, whatever negative is, there's always the positive. But it's funny because we always ask people to be positive. But in this case, we're asking their bodies to be internally negative with the water.
Right? Negative you're negative charge. So you're charged for health.
Exactly. So water is so essential to our bodies. We can't live without it. We have to keep hydrating. If we don't, so many people through the eons have died from lack of water. Dehydration.
Correct.
It literally starts shutting down all the organs because it's not getting what it needs. And drinking the wrong water is just going to go right through you. And you go, but you know, I'm going pee a lot. Yes, because that water isn't fortifying anything in the body. It's just going right out. In one way, out the other, and not stopping to do anything along the way. So if you're drinking water like that, then you know that it's not working for you. And of course, what you can do is, you know, having this water machine, you can always take that water with you in a nice little furnace, you know, keep it cold or keep it warm or whatever you want it to do, and take it with you wherever you go. So you can take the machine if you're actually going somewhere to stay, but otherwise just take the bottle of water with you. So there's always something that you can do. As you said, we'll buy that expensive car, computer, a new phone, a new this and that. But if you put that money to something like this, a machine, is it on warranty, by the way? Is there a good warranty on it?
Yes, there's a 5-year warranty at least, and then you extend it on. So basically you've got it for lifetime once you buy your machine.
And so that means a lifetime of something working for you. Right,
you're
busy out there working for others, or you're busy out there generating for others. What's working for you? And this is something that is in the background, sustaining you from the inside out so that you can go out and do what it is you love to do.
Yes, and people will see the difference in you and saying, what are you doing differently? You're looking so good. You've got more energy. What are you doing? And you say, this is what I have. Would you like to try some water? Share the water. I share the water with lots of neighbors, people I know, and it makes a big difference to their health. Mm-hmm. And I show them the machine if they live local. This is what it does, and I show them all the different levels. And the machine talks to you when you're going to each level to say, this is Kangen water, not 8.5, or this is beauty water. So it tells you which water you're using. And it's really good just to, and if you're taking tablets, you use the negative, the beauty water, not the beauty, sorry, the 7.7 pH water, because if you're taking tablets with the other water, it doesn't absorb properly in your body when you're taking your medications. You need to take a slow release with your medications in your body, otherwise it goes too quick.
Yeah.
So you just use the neutral one for your tablets.
Excellent. Well, this has certainly been very, very enlightening, and it's good to see. As I said, you used to buy those big 5-gallon bottles of water because they knew the water in the tap wasn't any good, and it was better than that.
Right.
But, you know, and there were a lot of people with machines that would filter out this or filter that, and we did have a machine for a while, but, you know, it was the pH balance to a point, but it wasn't necessarily a detoxer. right? So,
That's correct.
more and more technology comes along or becomes more aware of. So you said this has been around 50 years, and for some people may have heard of it, and some people may have not. So,
That's right.
my dear, how do people get hold of you? What is it that you're offering them? If they're in another country, can they still buy from you? Or do they have to go to an agent in their own country?
Now, they can still buy through me no matter where they live. I have a special ID number, and if they contact me through my email, I can send them some information about how it helps your body to deionize your body and help with your health. A lot of people like to read a lot of facts, some don't. Some are just happy to share a story, like I shared a story with my bronchitis, and I can share lots of stories how it's helped different people that they'll thought, oh, I have that problem, this will help me. So they relate to a story as well. And I can send them information how to order the machine no matter where they live. And depending on the country, like if you're in the UK, it'll come from either Germany or France, depending on the location. So there's big centres all over the world that'll supply. Some people might visit Australia, purchase a machine here, and take it home for their personal use. So it's often cheaper that way as well because they're buying in Australian dollars. They're using it here before they go home, and it's cheaper than going home and buying it in the States. But there's plenty of areas in the United States, other countries, where the location is there for the centre to ship that machine to them. And there's payment plans in most of the countries as well. But I'd have to check each country to see what sort of payment plan, but I can find that for information for them.
Okay, wonderful. So what are you've got two sites, so how about you give us both sites?
Email. Sorry, email.
Your site and your email.
The site, the best site to look at for the machines, it's www.lifechangingwater.com.au. That'll explain
Okay.
all the machines and all about how it helps you. And my email is jacqueline@jacquelinep.com. And I can send them information about, what they need to do if they want to purchase or want more information about how it's helped different people with problems, like if they've got prostate problems or liver problems, or they've had cancer. There's information I can share with different medical documents to say what it does to help the body with different problems you have.
And of course, the Jacqueline is Jacqueline at JacquelinePee.com. P for price. So reach out to her, have a conversation. She's on Facebook under her name, Jacqueline Price. She's on two Facebook, she's on Instagram, she's on YouTube. But start the conversation because it's only when you start the conversation do you find out that you really need it. We have to help our bodies. We have to help our bodies. If we want longevity, if we want to be around for grandkids, if we want to be around to finish that new career you started at 50, if you want to have that health to be able to keep up with life, or you finally can go and do what you want to do, but the body says, no, this is what you need. You need water that is there working for your body, that's helping your body sustain itself, clean itself. Maintain itself and even give you a boost. So let's give our body a chance. You would do it for your car. You'd do it for your phone. You'd do it for your computer. You'd do it for everything else. You'll give everything else a service or you'll go and buy that whatever that's going to make a better performance. So why are you not looking at the water as giving you a better performance? Don't you want to be jacked up and able to get into fifth gear? So this is a good way to start. And the whole thing, it benefits everybody in the family, including the pets and including the bird feed you put out for the wonderful hummingbirds and everything else. So let's everybody benefit from it, right?
Absolutely. Your health is your wealth. Choose the
It
right
absolutely.
water. Longevity, you feel better in yourself, you have more energy. Age is a number.
Yes.
Some people are 40 and they feel old. I thought, and people are in, like my dad's 93 next month. You think he was only 60, like he's doing so well.
Wonderful, wonderful. That's great to see. And yeah, we are living longer than ever before, but we're also seeing more diabetes, we're seeing more heart problems, more kidney problems, more prostate problems. And if we can get that right water in there, not saying it cures it, We're saying it helps the body or everything in your body to help cure it or fight it or not allow it to take you. So that's what it is. It is a tool for your body because your body is incredible on how it defends you. It's incredible how it sustains you, but it needs the right support. And give it the right
Yes.
support, it will go to work for you. And this water is the right support.
And the body will heal itself in the right environment. And this is
Yes.
what Kang and negative charged, ionized, electrolyzed, reduced water does for your body.
Right. Simple thing. The right water in, right? More energy out. Who doesn't want that? Thank you so much for sharing here, Jacqueline. Been
That's
a
right.
delight having you here. Lots that have
Thank you
been
so
learned
much.
today. Himalayan salt, don't forget that. Carry it around with you. If you're
Yes.
dehydrated, your animals are out for a walk in the heat, they get dehydrated, right?
Yes.
A drop of water, a little salt on there for them. Kids, when they're playing soccer in the heat, they come off and they're dehydrated and they go for the sugar drink. No, give them this and some water. There's so many things that you can do here. So here is a solution for you folks, for your health, for your well-beingness. Reach out to Jacqueline so that you may have a deeper conversation and find out whether it's for you. And I assure you, it's for everyone, but it's how you can get it. So until next time, folks, bye for now.
We hope that you enjoyed the show. There are so many more for you here on selfdiscoverywisdom.com. Just go to the podcast tag at the top there and you will see all the many genres and all 3,000 shows ready for your listening. We are here to serve you, to help you on your journey of life, and we know that through inspiration it begets invitation. We are supported by you, the listeners, and those that we interview. Anything that you can spare us in donation would be greatly accepted, and we do hope that you enjoy the next show.